Okay, I'll try, which means nothing. I think it means...
Sure does not mean it's starting today.
No, the fire is not kicking in today. That's not the shot. No, there's no retroactivity yet. There's not one mention here on any retroactivity. No, I didn't see the one word here that said retroactivity. Nobody ever said that it's called retroactive. It's saying you have to do the act of Afara today. It doesn't have to work today. Nobody ever said that. I don't see where you see that. The Rush never said it. The Gemara never said it. He said Mi'akshav? Okay, again, I don't see it. Could be, again, there's other Rishayim to learn differently. That's why I always say, we're going to Rush. I didn't see the word Mi'akshav once in over here.
So what happens? So according to that side, the first day is nothing.
Which means the fact that he did the act of Afara, it suffices
right.
That the Neder gets canceled whenever he
right,
says
right,
it.
Right. Right.
Just like Kedushin, you can do the act of Kedushin, and it'll be Chal 30 days from now. What? It satisfies B'yom Shammai, because he did what he was supposed to do.
No difference in saying maybe tomorrow or today is the same thing?
No, if he's made for today, he kicks in today. If he's made for tomorrow,
no,
the Neder lasts till tomorrow. Well, he wasn't Mekayimit, but it's not Mufer till tomorrow.
But anyway,
I don't know. Good question.
What's the question is, what's the difference between eating without a Kiyum and eating with a Kiyum?
Well, once he's Mekayimit, it's stuck forever.
Right. No, I'm saying, for that day, I'm saying.
I don't know. I don't know if there's a difference. You're asking a Shiloh. If the Kiyum, the Afara kicks in the next day, right, and he's Mekayim Yom Shammai because he said Mefer L'chul Machar, what happens if she eats it today?
Yeah.
It wasn't Mekayim it.
By
Yom Kamar means he said it today. It's not retroactive. I didn't see again. I understand what's bothering you. I'm not, but the Gemara, there's no retroactivity here. Because if there were, then there's no Shiloh. So he was made for it today. So what's the problem? Why should it mean Kayim L'chulayim?
Start the process.
I didn't see any word here that said retroactivity. I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe all the Achrayim learn not like me. That could very well be. Does Artsko say retroactive? How does Artsko? Rabbeinu Artsko. How does Rabbeinu Artsko learn?
Well, he just says the word. He deserves a stack. Translate to English that the vow should be revoked from today. That's no riot to anything.
Does it say at the bottom anything?
Since he did not explicitly confirm it today, no confirmation of the vow, either implied or explicit, is taking effect today that would preclude revocation from being done today with respect to tomorrow.
The Lashon of Taisus, that I will say, Taisus says that if he didn't say that, that it works, Mayayim Kamalai, the Daitar Loha for Mayayim, he learns that he's Das, not retroactivity. Even though he said tomorrow, he means today. That's what Taisus says. Since he didn't say Kayim B'chu Hayayim, that means even though he's saying it's Mufer tomorrow, he means that it should be Mufer today. So Taisus does say that. Tyson says that, I just noticed it now. In the Rush?
I thought words matter. Rabbi Yishua was that words matter.
Right.
So it doesn't matter if you say today or tomorrow. It doesn't really matter. It just kicks in today.
Again, that's what's Masha from Tyson. I didn't see it in the Rush.
That's what I was going to comment on the call. And actually, it does not go.
The Ran doesn't say anything either. The Ran doesn't explain what Mufaluchu Mayoi means. Right, the Ran doesn't say. Yes.
So, there is a way of understanding in the word itself, as Dr. Harris pointed out, it's weak, which is if something is permissible tomorrow, then certainly it is permissible today. That's how you get to tomorrow, but that is weak. The other thing is, this could just very well be that the suggestion I made yesterday that the vow can exist in three states. One is forgiven, one is accepted, the other is intermediate and unknown. And in the case of unknowns, which we have hit before and will hit again, usually the idea is shevel tasis, don't do it.
Again, I'm not going to agree to that. I'm not going to agree to that because shtika is considered like a kiyum. There's no middle stage. Once the day passes, either one or the other.
Right. But
there's no intermediate stage.
At this point in time, as Baruch Moshe pointed out, it is in an uncertain state. Were I more awake and had more energy, Schrodinger's cat.
Schrodinger's cat died a long time ago in my mind. What's the name again? Again, I'll leave it at that. I will look up Lineta Bachwedim today to see what they say. But I didn't understand it that way, and I saw no reference of that it kicks in. Now, the Rush doesn't say retroactive, by the way. He doesn't say it kicks in retroactive. He says when the guy said tomorrow, he meant today. By not saying Mekuyim today, even though he said tomorrow, he means today. That's what the Rush says. Does not say it waits till tomorrow and kicks in retroactive. Okay, says that's right.
What's the child?
If he says I'm made for tomorrow, does that mean it's Mekuyim today? Or does it mean it's Mufa today? I.e. said tomorrow, but by not saying I'm just quoting the Rush. By not saying Mekuyim, he means today even though he said tomorrow. That's what the Rush explains. But the Rush, I'm sorry, Tysus, I apologize again. That's what Tysus says. Again, I'm translating the words of Tysus.
Assumption is that if you said them both,
it's supposed to work? Well, that's three-way Shiloh. Meaning, in this assumption, it's that it doesn't work. Again, the first Shiloh in Gemara was, Kayim Luchu Ayayim. Does that mean Bufa Luchu Lumachar? If it does, it works. That's not Tzad in the Gemara. Again, there's three Shilohs here. One is not spoken out.
Right.
If you hold you can say Kayim Luchu Ayayim and Bufa Luchu Lumachar, if you hold you can do that, then the shaila that means. Then the question is, can you imply? And if you hold you can't do it,
can or can't.
The second thing is, if you hold you can't do kayim l'chur, then I have a shaila. What if you said mufa l'chur l'machar by itself? There's three shailas here. The Gemara doesn't say one of them, and shaila one is based on one way of shaila, the middle one, and shaila two is based on the other side of the middle one. That's the Ran speaks out. Now there's three Shilas here, and the Gemara doesn't speak out the one that the two are based off of. That's the Ran says. Again, if you hold you can say Kayim L'chu Ayayim and Mufa L'chu Amachar, and that's sad that you can do that, how does it work? You're not being made for today. Let's go on that side. You say Kayim L'chu Ayayim, Mufa L'chu Amachar. Let's say that works. The Gemara has a tzad that works. How does it work?
Started process.
You said the words. If not, how can it work? You can't say here it kicks in today. It doesn't. You said kayim l'chu ayayim.
Does the key mean a shaila if I have a mofer in the waiting?
There's no shaila here. It's not what happened. Let's not add things to the story. The guy said kayim l'chu ayayim a mofer l'chu l'malchar.
What's the
bomb?
We don't know.
But on the side that it works, because Gemara has a Shaila, what if he says Kayim Luchu Ayayim by itself? Does that mean Mufa Luchu Lumachar or not? Right? Okay, so that means if you said it, it works. I want to know how it works.
So it's not a stira. I mean, it's not a stira in in action. One day it's Chal, next day it's
okay, but the question is, how can I be made for tomorrow? I have a Chiyah B'Yom Shammai.
Oh, I mean, how does the Hafar work for tomorrow?
Yes.
He did it. Okay, so assume that because he does it today, it works.
Okay, so why do I have to change that when I get to the Shaila of when the guy said Mufar L'Chula Machar? You can't say Kayim L'Chula Yayim Mufar L'Chula Machar. According to that side, right? So the question is, if you say Mufar L'Chula Machar, does that mean Kayim L'Chula Yayim? Or not? Why all of a sudden there is there a problem of how you can say Mufar L'Chula Machar? Why is it a bigger problem than the case when you said both?
Because Farah is not, can't be implied. I mean,
you can't be implied. That's the Shiloh. But everybody, when I walked in now, I didn't walk in now, when the Shiloh came up, is how can Mufar L'Chula Machar work? That was the question that was asked, right? So because of that, people were talking retroactive, and people were saying that it kicks in today, and the Tzitzis seems to say that, but let's go back. If he's, according to the Tzad of the Gemara, that you can say Kayim L'Chula Yayim Mufar L'Chula Machar. How does that work? There's a sign that that works.
Because you have a kind of you have somebody with the hand. That's how we understand.
So now when we say that that doesn't work, that once you're Mekayim, you can't be made for tomorrow. Right? But now the Shaila is, what if you say Mufar L'Chula Machar by itself? Does it imply Kayim L'Chula Yayim or not? So now, let's say, but the Mufar L'Chula Machar is no different than the Mufar L'Chula Machar of the other case. You did the act today. It's different in the fact that he also said Kayim.
Right.
But if it works, how does it work? How does the Mufar work? You can't say retroactive. You said Kayim L'Chulayim. You can't say you met Mufar today because you said Kayim L'Chulayim.
But you know you can't make something tomorrow, today.
It's Kayim L'Chulayim. Again. According to the way the Tzad of the Gemara, the Kayim L'Chulayim of Mufar L'Chula Machar works. Explain to me what works.
Rabbi Kohmoner said, since you said both, in this case you can apply this weird rule since you mentioned it today,
fine.
Then it works.
Let's not apply Rabbi Kohn's weird rule. Do you have any other way of learning?
No.
Okay, so then he's right.
We said it yesterday, wasn't it?
I know, I understand. That's how I explained it yesterday.
Now,
all of a sudden, this morning, in the case of Mufar L'Chula Machar, became a problem. I want to know why is that a bigger problem than the case when he said both, according to the side that it works. That's all. That's all I'm asking.
So if a person hears his wife say a neder, you can make for it tomorrow.
Again, I'm not saying that. Well, if
you couldn't. I thought you couldn't.
Again, let's go through again. If a guy says, Kayim L'Chula Yayim Mufar L'Chula Machar.
Tomorrow.
I want to know what's the difference.
I'm just saying in that case, no difference. Just
if you hold that Kayim L'Chula Yayim Mufar L'Chula Machar can work,
then it works everywhere. Okay, fine.
But now we're saying that doesn't work because once you're Mekayim, you can't be made for. So the Gemara wants to know if you don't say Kayim L'Chula Yayim and you say Mufar L'Chula Machar, does that work or not? So why all of a sudden is that a problem now and it wasn't a problem in the first case? That's all I'm pointing out. Yes?
Let me make sure I have your question. Why is it okay and it works if you say I forgive it tomorrow, but it does not work if you say I agree today but I forgive tomorrow?
It's just the opposite. The Gemara says, according to the beginning of the Gemara, there's an unwritten Shaila here. The first Shaila was, if you just say Kayim L'Chulayim, does it mean tomorrow it's Mufar? That insinuates that we assume that if you said both, it does work. Now, we wouldn't ask the Shaila, does it mean Mufar L'Chula Machar? Makes no difference. Obviously, by asking the Shaila, we're assuming that if you say Kayim L'Chula Yayim Mufar L'Chula Machar, it does work.
So this argues completely on what I said earlier about an intermediate state.
Exactly. Exactly.
By defining the state. Okay, very good.
Okay. Now, the last Shaila we left was, No, we didn't. We didn't start in the zero. Then we had a Shiloh with an hour. Mekayim for an hour. Does that mean Mufar after the hour? Can he be Mekayim an hour and be made for an hour? Right? What if he said, right, that's the Gemara Shaila. Tush him out. So we're going to figure it out. Now, we're going to bring a riot to the last Shaila. Can a person be Mekayim for an hour and then be made for after the hour? That was the last Shaila that the Gemara presented. Had a whole bunch of Shailas. The last one was, can he say, I'm Mekayim my wife's matter for an hour and I'm made for it after the hour? The same day. All B'yayim Shammai. Or, once it's Mekuyim, it's forever. That's the Shaila of Gemara. Can he or can't he?
Why is there a Shaila?
What would you say?
He said for an hour.
Who says he can control that? Who says that's under his control?
If he has to go to a basement to be
there. I'm shooting that person dead for an hour. In an hour he should become alive. You don't control everything. The Torah gave you a right for Kiyam. Who said the Torah gave you a right for Kiyam temporary? Again, we talked about the days before. Let's talk about an hour. The same day.
What's the difference between a sexual time called day and a sexual time?
Because it's called B'yayim Shammai. Because we don't have to get involved out of B'yayim Shammai. We left B'yayim Shammai. We're all within the day. Not everything can you control. I'm saying Lashon Hara for him about an hour, for an hour, and in an hour it should expire. You have no control. Or do you have control?
Okay. Well,
no, I'm not talking about Mr. Zemke Kulo. It has nothing to do with this, please. Let's not mix some things. You did something, can you control its effect? That's all. We're not getting involved with the Mr. Zemke Kulo. That's a halacha in other things. Right, exactly. Tashima. Hareini Nazira. A woman says she's becoming a Nazir. By the way, her husband can be Mefer. That is Inui Nefesh. To be a Nazira afflicts a person. It restricts. It's restrictive in a way that's bothersome to a person. She can't drink wine. She can't take a haircut. B'shama Baila Bavaradi. Her husband said, and me also. I also. Ani is an agreement, a de facto agreement, by saying, and me. That's what the words mean. Vani, and a me.
He's approving.
He can't be made for after he said, and me. Now, Bamai. Neima, Vani, the Amru, Al Navshe, Davi Nazir. Abu Harani, Nazira, the law. Shra'achas Kaima. He takes out the dollar. That's what I think he does. I think he does. Olive. Yes, Shahakas Kaima, Laka Shoy Boy Lefer, Mayan Yokal Offer. Saying Ani is saying I agree, because if you're saying I should be like her, that means you're agreeing to her, right? Now, maybe I'm agreeing to her temporarily, and afterwards I want to leave the right of Afara. Ani just shows that I agree now.
Vani.
Same thing. Vani, right? And me. That's just and. Right? That means he's agreeing to her in the Zeris. Because if he wants to cancel it, he wouldn't say, at me. He's canceling it. Terry says, he's not canceling it now. It's a de facto approval. He never says, I approve. But by saying, at me, it's an approval. Maybe it's an approval for right now, for this minute. And I'll cancel it. I'll cancel hers in 20 minutes from now. It's all beyond Shammai. The answer is, once I agreed, it's over. I have no more rights. That's what it proves to us. You cannot say, I agreed for an hour. It's the same thing. His right to cancel Naziris is no different than the Torah. He agreed to Naziris. She made a Naziris. She had Mekabel Naziris 9 a.m. He can cancel it, these days, 7 p.m. Yom Shabbat. He canceled it. He said, Ani. Zani. He said Zani. And that Zani is saying a temporary approval because he's saying he wants to be the same. Then he cancels hers.
Why the temporary?
Again, if you can do temporary, why does it show us more than temporary? That's the question. If temporary is an option, why is Zani considered an approval without long term? Maybe it's a temporary approval. All Zani shows is that he wanted it at that point. He never said Kayim Luchu. He never said, I agree to your Neder forever. He never approved it. He did an act that shows a tacit approval for this minute. That's all it shows. It's showing that he wants to be a Nazir, like her. But then he didn't say that I agree to your Naziris. By saying, and he, me, he's showing an agreement. But that doesn't show us an agreement for more than 1 minute.
The Kiddush Bani is to tell me, you don't have to say the word Ani Nazir. Just saying Bani, you could loop it onto her. That's the Kiddush Bani. Has nothing to do with temporary.
That's not true. That's your Kiddush Bani.
That's what I'm saying.
The Gemara is saying there's a bigger Kiddush Bani. You're being Mekayim Hernet and Naziris. That is saying I'm approving her Naziris. Forget about your Naziris. It's approving her Naziris. By looping onto her, the way you called it, it's approving her Naziris. You can't loop on a non-Naziris. So by looping, you are approving her Naziris.
And I'm also becoming a Naziris.
That's a side point? And for our Gemara, it's a side point. You're right. It's a big Kiddush. But for our Gemara, it's a side point. In order to be able to do it, she has to be an approved Nazira. Now, that means by saying that, he's giving tacit approval. We never said the word approval, but by saying he wants to be a Nazir, hanging on to her, you would call looping onto her, he's giving tacit approval. Now, tacit approval is for that minute. That's all that tacit approval shows us. It's a raya that you can't limit time. Exactly. That's what we're proving from that Gemara. Let's read it inside.
But he didn't limit time.
He
didn't say a word about time anymore. Correct. Everywhere else he could say a word about time.
Again, if we would say Kayim and not say the word time, that means permanent. And he is not saying Kayim. It's saying, I want to loop onto you. For that, he doesn't have to mean, let me explain. If I say Kayim and I don't say time, I mean forever. If I loop onto something, all I'm saying is I agree for that minute. That's what that action shows. It doesn't show anymore. It's not saying I agree to you. It's saying I agree now. It's the only raya that you're agreeing is that you're looping onto her. It's only a raya for 1 minute. It's not, he didn't say the word. It's the action that tells us he agreed. The Gemara? What? Yeah, I understand. That's what the Gemara is going to say, but that's how I'm explaining the Havamim. Okay, so that's what the Gemara is going to answer. But again, in the Havamim of the Gemara is saying, Kayim is a statement. Vani is not a statement. It's a looping. And by looping, it's agreeing. It doesn't show any more agreement than you see. And the Gemara's answer is no. Vani is like Kayim. Let's read it inside. I'd like to just read the Gemara. Tashema Reini Nazira V'Shama Ba'i L'Bamar Vani En Yochel L'Hover Vamai. Why don't we say Vamai? Where am I? Vamai En Yochel L'Hover La'am Mishal Dikiv the Kaima Kaima. And it's for an hour. So the Gemara Loi K'sam Rekol Vani Kama Adam Kaim L'Chi Loi Lam Dami. Looping is saying I agree forever. Yes, Doctor.
I would say actually that it's not even tacit approval. What's the problem? In that, by saying Bani, he is agreeing to something. You cannot agree to nothing, even if the person is not stable. And if you agree to something, you are subject to the rules of that thing, which is an implicit.
One day you'll have to teach me the difference between tacit and implicit. I don't know the difference.
No, I said explicit.
Oh, explicit.
Explicit is implicit and tacit are the same word.
Okay.
I said explicit.
I don't agree with that, but the Gemara's answer is yes, so the Maskana, you're right. But in the Havamina, I don't see an approval. I see an agreement temporary, because I need that agreement in order that my word should mean anything. It doesn't mean that I agreed, the Farish. In again, all Vani means and I. It doesn't say that I approved anything.
Depends on context.
Okay, again, I think it's a semantic argument. Maybe you're right. We'll call it explicit. But the argument is that it's only for an hour, and the maskana is it's forever. Zakdrashi.
If you would have said Ani without the vav, And it means me only.
And we'll learn the Tefta of Nazir, we'll learn about that. You know, I don't draw conclusions without looking up Gemara. Touch him out. Dim kaimai cha akashuv en yachal hafer. Hareni nazir v'sham abayil v'am mani. Chayim v'gam ani nazir. En yachal hafer, the kibbutz of mani, gali daite, the nichal ebem ay denadra. It's a revelation that he agrees to her netter. V'avi kiyam, kiyamu amma yad yafu hafisa. It's as if he says, what a good job. The Rosh is bothered by something that we haven't hit yet. How explicit does Kiyam have to be? How medactic are we on language? So the Rosh says, saying you did a good job, the Gemara says later on, is a Kiyam. That teaches us that Kiyam does not need an explicit language. It can have language that implies that he agrees. Whereas by Afara, the Gemara will say, we need explicit language. We'll see that later on. But my name of Ani Damra Hudam Al Nafshad Avi Nazir. Avareni Nazir Dila Shoachas Kayamas Laka Shoy Boy Lemifre. After Ara, he can claim it. He Damina Kim Damani Avikim. Become a Kamal Avikim El Shoachas. It's only for 1 hour. Achiatus Nizirasai. Babikilo Makayim Lako Shoachas. Let's say that the meaning is, I agree for now. Midlan Matila Hafer Tipshad the Kim and the Kaim and Kaim. Gemara understands Ani without saying Shachas means forever. That's the Mishnah of Ani. No, there's no answers to any Shiloh.
Even the hour
one. We're saying Ani means forever.
No proof. Why is Ani forever?
I agree, it means forever.
Why is that 30 days?
Well, again, forever means as long as your Naziris goes. Doesn't mean for the rest of her life. Forever meant for the duration of the netter. That's all.
You have to ask her what she meant.
No, Irene Nazira means 30 days.
It doesn't make a difference what she thought about doing.
We're not learning Masechtas Nazir now. The Gemara of Masechtas Nazir will say a person cannot be a Nazir for less than 30 days. And if she thinks 90 days, we'll have to figure out Masechtas Nazir.
But the bottom line is that at the end of the day, he's a Nazir also, right?
Yes.
Now, is her Nazirus Kayim?
Yeah, he said Bani.
Does two things.
Again, you're still busy with him. You're concentrating on him, and the Gemara here is concentrating on her. This was the conversation we had a few minutes ago. You're busy figuring out that he became a Nazir, and to you, that's the biggest Kiddush. To the Gemara here, we're saying he can't become a Nazir unless she is a Nazir, because how can he loop on to something that doesn't exist? So by saying, I want to be a Nazir, that's saying, I'm happy you're a Nazir, and I also want to be a Nazir. That's what we're saying. So you're concentrating on him being a Nazir. The Gemara is saying, if he didn't approve her in his ears, he couldn't loop on to it.
Why does he have to approve it? That's right, that's what I'm saying.
But again, by saying he wants to be like her, he is approving it.
The only way he can get out of it is by being made for it. If he doesn't do a thing, she's still in the zero.
I agree.
So I'm saying,
again, so the Gemara, this is the Chiddush of the Gemara, that by saying, and me, that's saying, I agree with what you said. That's what the Chiddush of the Gemara is. That's the Chiddush of Ani. Nothing to do with our Gemara. Ani says, I am like you, which means I agree to what you did. That's what it means. He doesn't have to agree to what she said. You're right. But in order, by saying, and me, he's agreeing to her. Because if he wanted to cancel her, he wouldn't say, and me. That's the Shaila of the Gemara.
I don't It seems like it's the same thing. It's forever.
That's what he
said. It was obvious forever.
No.
Initially, you thought when he said, for some reason, you thought it meant temporarily?
Yeah. Let me explain to you. I can explain the Adamina, but it's not the Matzkana. When a guy agrees, he says the word Kayim, unless he adds words to it, it means always. If he adds the word temporary, then it's a question of temporary. Now, here he never said Kayim.
And he didn't say temporary.
He didn't say Kayim. So let me explain again. You haven't let me explain. So his action, his words of looping, is showing that he agrees to her. But how much of agreement does it show? What? How is he showing that he agrees? By saying, I want to be like you. He didn't want to say, and me also. So by saying that, he's not showing long term. Yes, Doctor.
So, given that we never go off on a tangent, I've just got a question for you to say until we hit Doctor, which I think we do next, which is when he agrees with her, is he agreeing with what she said, which is 30 days, or what she's thinking, which is 90?
That
can hold until we get in.
Yeah, we'll have to hold to another.
She says, I need a zero, and he comes back with, I need a zero. Does that mean?
No, 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 that's the old thing, no, no.
Not her either.
No, he's not talking about her, he's talking about himself.
Right. But this way he does it, with, well, the cop is...
You still have to, in this case, if I said if I need nuts here,
that's fine. That, he left above out.
I left above out.
Above.
I said, Anina, me, not you.
Oh, because of the love?
With lack of love.
Yeah, he's not
a zero. She said, I need a zero, and he said, I need a zero. Had nothing to do with her. He didn't loop it.
Well, I'm not loop's a good word.
Did I argue with you?
Yesterday, a customer of mine said, I did you owe me a bill. I can't pay it, but I looped it to the payables department.
I know. It's Mr. Mayan. Right, thank you. Thank you, Mr. Wright. Meisav. Learn this right in the Shusla Baal. Hey, we had this already. Dad died. The husband does not take over. Meisav Baal. This right in the Shusla Baal. The husband dies. The Baal takes. The husband, the father takes over. Now, it's an interesting rush. But I just want to point it out as I read it. Meisav learn this right in the Shusla Baal. The ain la hafara achitinase, and there is no hafara until she gets married. Now the truth is, even after she gets married, it can't be made for that netter. It's kaidman. It was made before she became a nesua. So it means he has no right of hafara until she gets married. It doesn't mean he can be made for that netter when he gets married. I just want to point that out. But you can read the rush and say, oh, after he gets married, he can still be made for it. No, he can't. Mesa Baal, the strength of the Shuslav, will made for Koya Meina Rusa. He can be made for her as long as she's 12, on the day that he hears it. Can't be made for it after the day he hears it. Yes?
I thought Kevin meant within her Puya statement.
Anytime.
She makes a letter while she's a Rusa. Oh, he can't do it, but he's only
Bishut.
Oh, okay.
Dr. Mishnah
Vaita. After the swoon?
Not that matter.
In other words, when...
That's what I pointed out. Do not misread the rush that says that he can be made for this matter. He cannot.
He can't be made for any matter.
Till she gets married.
And only then.
Only then for the Nadarim she makes that. That's why I took my... that's what I was trying to answer before it was asked.
This is a riot that Rebbe prepared.
Thank you very much. It would be audacious of me to walk in and say a shiur without preparing. I used to tell my class, they asked me, Rebbe, how long does it take you to prepare? I said, I've been preparing all my life to teach you. In this way, the kayach of the father is stronger than a husband. Meaning, if we have to measure the two partners, one is a stronger partner, let's say he has more rights than the second partner has. However, b'davar achar, yafak kayach habal mikayach av. Mishnayos like to do that. In other ways, the habal is stronger than the father. How? Shabal made for b'bugger. V'av ain't a made for b'bugger. A husband is not limited by her age. She can be 13 and 25 and 45, he can be made for an Adara. The father at 12 and a half says adios. He's out. Can never be made for his daughter's Adara after 12 and a half.
In the Arusa state?
Any state. any state. His shaykhus to his daughter, his rights to his daughter expire, it has an expiration date. A father's right, a husband's right to his wife expires by divorce or death. It never has, it doesn't have an expiration date built into it. I mean, it does, death, but it's not a known expiration date. A father's right to his daughter has an expiration date. 12 and a half years after she's born, he's finished with her. No monetary rights, no monetary obligations, no rights of Afaras Nedarim, no rights to marry her off. It's finished. She's an adult on her own. She's an adult at an ara. But those 6 months, he still has rights. 6 months after she turns into adult, he says adios.
And
he
said also, oh, by the
suah,
only the
Baal
can do it.
That's not Yafa Kayachabal, Mikayachav. No, it's not.
I'm just saying, the reason they take this case, this is, even though it's the same, it could be, even though it's this is the Arison, right?
It's not saying Arison, but it makes it, again, the Gemara's going to, you know what, the Gemara's going to deal with it. Not directly, but indirectly. So let's give the Gemara a chance. We love to do Gemara. Gemara does such a better job than I do. It's amazing. So, let's see the Gemara. Let's go by. Talk to Gemara right to my time.
Can he force her, after they get married, to let him
base in
and be
mater her? Not logically. I mean, the husband's forced their wife to do a lot of things.
But not logically.
Not, he has no right over her unless he, you know, threatens her with something, you know. I won't let you use my credit card, you know what I mean?
Even though it's between him and her, whatever she may matter.
It's before marriage. She has no right to anything before marriage.
Yeah. Well, after he's married, it does make a difference. That is
chaos. And I'll make her betrayment. That's what the words mean. She has no rights of what she was before.
And what? What's the question?
Kaitman.
No. You put me for your time.
Yeah.
He's talking about going to a...
You know, he wants to know, can he force her to go to bed?
That's not a din
hafara. I said that, fine. But not a din hafara either. It's no din. It's a non-din. He wants to know, can a husband force his wife to go to bed? What's your answer to that? I'm asking you a question. Can he or can't he? Yes or no? No. Yes or no?
He found out that she was in a zero?
Yeah.
He didn't know. 100% yes.
He can force her to go to bed?
Well, why not?
Okay.
They know.
I hope you have some bias. What can I tell you? I don't force my wife.
You got a bracha and remosha.
Good. I'm happy you got a bracha and remosha. I hope it works. What can I tell you?
Why not?
I know it works.
Why not?
What do you mean? You force your wife? What right do you have to force your wife?
Is that being old enough?
It is. So therefore.
So I have to go to bed. I can.
How can you force her to go to bed then? Who? You don't have control over her. What right do you have to force your wife to do anything?
What does it mean, beinoyla beinoyla?
That if it's a netter made beinoyla beinoyla after the marriage, he can be made for it.
And he heard about it afterwards?
Too late. She made the netter before he had a right to her.
No. He didn't. The day that he heard it, he didn't do anything about it. And then he wants to, you know what, I don't like this situation.
Tough luck.
He can't take her to
Besdin? He can't force her to go to Besdin. Now, by the way, she doesn't even have to go to Besdin. All she has to do is tell him, can you go to Besdin for me?
That's semantics. His case is a very good case.
I'm still trying to figure out, under what rule can a husband force his wife?
They know.
What does that mean? We're from the Dorim Beinoy Lebeina or totally Beinoy Lebeina? That means the husband can force his wife to cook supper. How does he force her? Can he force his wife to do the laundry? I want to know what you mean by this.
It's safety with Moshe's.
I want to know what he means by that.
I didn't say anything. I was just asking a question.
I want to know what it means. Is everything Beinoy Lebeina? What does it mean he forces her? I want to know what the word means. He can go to Besdin and say, my wife's not doing her job, I want to divorce her, and Besdin will say, you know, you're right, you have to have a wife that does her job. Well, you can't. How do you force her?
Subpoena.
Well, you beat her? I want to know what you mean. Chas v'shalom. So what exactly are you doing? The Mishnah does use the word kaif a lot in September. Kaifa doesn't mean physically. Kaifa means he can threaten her. You're not doing your wifely obligations. I can go to bed and get a sanctioned divorce. I don't have to pay my tzubba because you didn't do your job. Yeah, she can lose her tzubba over not carrying out our obligations. And by the way, she has no obligation to remove the netter. Nobody ever obligated that. That's not in the tzubba. In the Mishnah tzubba, that says her obligations. It doesn't say her obligation to move a netter. She has to cook, she has to clean, she has to do laundry.
He found out after the marriage that she's in a zero. He can't do anything about it.
No.
I can't believe it.
I can't believe how many times we're asking the same question.
Because at the end of the day,
you have to, if asking a question implies you're going to listen to the answer. Listening to the answer means you hear it and keep your mouth shut.
But doctor, please let me handle this.
I can't understand it.
I like to handle things myself. There's a reason I like to handle things myself.
I can't understand it. You can't live with a lady like that.
So divorce her. So divorce her. Nobody is stuck with a wife. Nobody. If Rachmana would find somebody's wife loses her mind, so does they have to marry Rabbanim. Nobody is ever stuck with a wife. Unless Sebastian Maruba. He wants to get rid of his wife and she has a $3 million tzubba. Then you got a problem. Because you got to pay her $3 million. That's the only one that stuck with his wife. Dr. Mishnah, I don't think my writer. My timer. What is the reason, Dr. Rashi, loin is right in the Rishus Labal, the Rush. How do I know? Why not? Where does the Torah tell me that the husband can't do it himself? Dr. Mara, it says, the Amr Kra, Benurea, Beit Sevilla. Let me explain. The Gemara's question is, where did the Torah ever tell me that an Aris can't do it himself? Where did the Mishnah get that from? If a husband, your father can do it himself, why can't a husband do it himself? There's got to be a pasuk that teaches it to me. Dr. Rush, the Havel on the Migmar, Baal Me'av. Why don't we say just like a father can do it himself, a husband can do it himself? The Amikrab and the Rabbi Sevilla, the Mashma Beis Sevilla, Beloi Beis Vaila. Beis Sevilla says, the only one that has total rights over a girl is a father until she gets married. Because if not, it could have just said Benurah, what's Beis Sevilla, to tell me that the father has rights that extend beyond the husband's rights. That's what it's saying. That's the source. I gave a svara to it because the father starts off with all the rights and he never loses his rights. Whereas a husband is getting rights, and he never gets it completely till the suan. That's a logic, but the Gemara wants a pasuk. And the Gemara says, by writing Beis Avia, it's saying a father has extra rights over a husband. Dr. Gemara writer, Meis Abal Nisroik Nisroslav. How do I know that? Minalon, Amar Rabba. Now, this is a new Zedish. The Gemara's question here is, let me explain what the Gemara is bothered with. We all agree that the father had rights over his single daughter. But then she became an Arusa, and he lost exclusive rights. How do we know he regets it back? Maybe once the father lost exclusive rights, he never gets it back. Who told the Mishnah that a father can get his exclusive rights back? Remember, he lost them. The minute she became an Arusa, he's no longer exclusive. How do I know that he's no longer exclusive? So, to Gemara, Damakra, Amar Rabba, Damakra, Bimhoya Seal Ishan Zurelahab, Makish, Lekaidmi Havaya Shnia, Lekaidmi Havaya Bishaina. Hoya Sia tells me that before her second Arison, she reverts back to the stage of before the first Arison. Ma Kaidmi Havaya Rishaina, Av Mefer Luchudei. Just like before the first Kedushin, he has total rights. So the Torah is revealing to me a father gets his rights back. Yeah. Hoyosia says, before second is like before first. And just like before first, he's exclusive. Before second, he's also exclusive.
Who is that one?
How do you know it goes back? All the Pasuk is saying is that when she has the Erusin, she's now under two controls. How do I know it reverts back?
Again,
it's saying that if the first one doesn't mention the second, right, who said it? One second. It's not talking that he had a second Kedushin yet. It's saying before the second Kedushin is like before the first Kedushin. She's single now. She has no Erusin anymore. She did, but it's gone.
Why is it gone?
He died, he divorced her.
That's the case we're talking about?
What's bothering you?
Second Arusa, yeah.
It says, before the second is like before the first. Zakhtarash.
It returns to be...
It returns back to the way it was before the first one. What was before the first one?
Vis-a-vis. He has control.
Okay, so now before the second, he has control.
Not telling us. I mean, because it's a double Rashi.
Yeah. All right. Rashi. Manala instructions are not misabrilim anymore. Logic would tell us, once he got to the point of non-exclusivity, it never returned. So the answer is, Makish Kait Mavaya Lishniya Lakait Mavaya Rishayna. Just like Av Mevu Luchudei, the Chsev Asri Yisr Bebeis Aviyah Vaheni Aviyah Isa. Before the first Kedushin, we know he has exclusive rights. Av Kait Mavaya Shniya, Acher Misa Saaris. Now, I was not accurate, and Ibadavka wasn't accurate, but I see the Russians trying to tell me I should have been accurate. Avram Cohn asked me, how do you have that the first Eris had ended? And I said, either death or divorce. That's wrong, because the Gemara later on will have a Shiloh, is divorce approving the Netter? Is by divorcing her, is he automatically approving the Netter? We'll talk about that Shiloh when we get there. Therefore, the Rush avoided it. He said the first guy died. He didn't mention divorce as an option, because he doesn't want to get involved in the Gemara later. I was originally thinking, why should I confuse people with the Gemara later? I'll say death or divorce, and I'll deal with it when I get there. But the Rush was careful. Acha Misa Saaris. He died.
Our question was, since he lost something, the Baal lost something.
Father
lost something. Maybe he loses it entirely.
Correct. No, he never gets it back.
Maybe he can't even be a Shittim.
Who that was never a Shiloh.
What?
He never lost that.
No. I thought Rebbe said, once you lose a little bit, you lost it all.
Which means you don't get exclusive rights ever again.
Why?
Again, we haven't talked about that case. You're talking about what if he got a second marriage.
No, I don't want to talk about same marriage. I'm just, he lost it once she is Arison.
That's right, one more time.
And once she's Arison.
And then Arisside.
Before that, I have one question. Who tells you, maybe it means since he lost a little bit?
1 minute. We spent a lot of Gemara proving that both the father and the Aris have a right to be made for a netter.
Together. There's no Hamin to think he lost everything.
The Gemara there discussed that Hamin, and the Gemara said that what do we need the Parsha of the Suah for? This was a lot of discussion.
That was a long time ago.
Yeah, last week. And we learned there that a father has a half a right. Now we want to know, can he ever get the whole right back? That's the question. Didn't lose half the right. Everybody's having a wonderful day. Today is Yud Aleph. Today is the first day they were able to read Megillah B'Kvarim. Purim already.